Hi. Now, imagine, if you will, you're at a big table. And you know most of the people around you, right? Mario's there. There's Ed and Jane and Addie and Bill. They're there, too. Robert and Deanie, they're there. Casey, Jeff, they're there as well. Oh, Lowell and Linda, I see you across the table as well. There's some other people at this table that you don't know. Some of them are speaking in different languages. And yet, amongst this table, there seems to rest this peace. Congeniality, this brother and sisterhood, right? Like, everybody has sat down, and whatever they have barrenses against one another, those have been forgiven. They've been wiped away. And so everybody's like this big, whole happy family again, right? There's this feast in front of you of all this food that people have brought. The thing that you notice most about this table is the love that even strangers have for one another, right? There's this thankfulness, this peace, this love, and it's a happy, happy place. Now, you might be thinking that I'm describing heaven. I'm not. I'm describing what Paul told the Corinthians to do in their worship and fellowship. Here, there's no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If you have any of you that has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let peace of Christ rule in your hearts, such as members of one body were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through the psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. Now, what a wonderful picture that Paul painted for the Corinthians of what they wanted them to be. And this is a model for us too, I think. I see everybody around here, and I know each of you on a personal level, and I consider you friends. We have no grievances. And I don't know, as for me, for you, I have nothing but love for you. I hope you do for me too. Because we're sitting around this table that Paul is describing here in the scripture. We're sitting here in Christ as brothers and sisters. We shouldn't have any grievances. We should set those things aside. We should let Christ rule in our hearts. I think, you know, what a wonderful time this is to gather together and to be that kind of person, to be that kind of people that Paul desires us to be, that Jesus desires us to be. You know, I don't know, I just kind of sit here and smile this morning as I was, you know, ruminating over these things that I've written. I love you. And it's because of Christ. Amen.